Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are the champions of the people. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know that. That's championsofthepeople.com. We've been championing people's cases and claims for years. You know, we got a lot of experience, years of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you and your family. All you have to do is give us a call if you've been injured at 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, call us at 970-870-8989. Or listen, anywhere from the comfort of your phone, right? Computer, iPad, tablet, desktop, whatever you feel comfortable with. Most people these days, their phone. Just get on the phone and look it up our website, championsofthepeople.com. This is our Legal Injury Hub podcast. We cover a different injury subject each week. And you know we're doing car accidents. We have a new series called Car Accidents 101. And you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can see the checklist there. We have bullet points of what we cover in our podcast. We have bullet points of what we cover. We cover the same show in our live Saturday morning show on KHOW at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's 6:30 on the AM dial, KHOW. So we cover Car Accidents 101 on KHOW. We cover Car Accidents 101 right here on our Legal Injury Hub podcast. We cover Car Accidents 101 each part, each week on our website on a checklist. Right? So you can do all of those, and you should do all of those. Make sure you listen. Make sure you read. Make sure you adhere to them. All right, today's subject is going to, it's part one. It's going to surprise you a little bit. You haven't had an accident yet, and we don't wish one on you. We don't wish one on ourselves. But, come on. We're going to teach you how to prepare to protect yourself and your family right now, before an accident ever happens. And Brad's going to kick it off what you do before an accident ever happens. But the thing that you should know, is that insurance companies, and this is going to sound strange to you, insurance companies right now are already getting prepared for an accident for you to beat you when you've never even had the accident yet. Okay, Brad, so what kind of advice do we have for people? You know, no accident yet, and we're sitting around, we're having coffee, we're having dinner, we're watching football, we're doing all this stuff. What can people do, and what should they do right now before an accident happens?
Well, if you're sitting around having dinner or watching football or watching basketball or something, then, you know, take inventory in your mind as far as, have I got my family and myself protected in the event that I have a crash and there's injuries and there's a need for funds and I have a person who hit me has no insurance? Because that's what you have to understand. You have to understand that insurance is not guaranteed by in any stretch. It's the law, but that doesn't mean it's guaranteed. The only time insurance is guaranteed is if you do it yourself. You have to understand that you have to get yourself protected, and you need to the extent you can afford it, you need to go out and you get yourself protected, but this should be a priority. Now, you know, whenever I talk about this topic, I always have to remind people that Gary and I don't have any interest. I've got no family members that have an interest. I don't even have family members as an insurance person. I don't have any interest in insurance companies. So, you know, the fact that I want you to buy insurance products means nothing except I want to protect you. But I want you to remember when you're listening to all these different commercials and or statements about, I was in an accident and I got this amount of money, and I was in an accident and I got that amount of money. The only way anybody gets that kind of money that we're talking about is if there's insurance. And when you're getting ready for a crash, or when you're getting ready before the accident, what should you do? You have to get insurance enough to protect yourself against yourself making a mistake, and to protect yourself against the other person that makes a mistake that has no coverage or doesn't have enough coverage to take care
of. Okay, Brett, so I'm going home today, tonight. I'm going home. I'm at a stoplight. Boom, I get hit. I get rear-ended. I get out. I'm hurting. I'm mad. It's confusing. You're scared. And I go to talk to this person, and they say, I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. I didn't buy any insurance. So what can mom and pop do right now? What can the family do right now to solve that problem so that you don't have to hear it, and let's educate them right now?
Right. You want to get uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage. It's offered with every policy. It's an amount equal to the amount that you're buying to protect yourself from third-party liability, up to $100,000-$300,000 of coverage. You want to get that coverage for yourself. If you have an agent who is trying to talk you out of that coverage so you can save a few bucks and go unprotected and not have that kind of coverage, you probably need to find a different agent, because you're not talking about an agent who cares about you. To the extent they can, you absolutely have to have at least that first $25,000 in coverage that it goes with the policy automatically. Yes, you're paying more for the coverage, but it goes with the policy. And if you can get more, get more. Pay for more.
You need to buy the highest UM, that's uninsured motorist, and UIM, underinsured motorist, coverage that you can afford. And I mean the highest. And I don't mind telling everybody. I say it on the KHOW Live Saturday show. If you want a copy of my deck sheet, my own personal deck sheet, I'll give it to you. I have $1 million of uninsured motorist coverage and underinsured motorist coverage. Uninsured motorist coverage means if somebody hits you and they don't have any insurance. Underinsured motorist coverage means if somebody hits you and they don't have enough insurance. What if your medical bills are $100,000 and the only insurance they had was the minimum of $25,000? So, Brad, you buy the highest UM, uninsured motorist coverage, on your own car policy, and the highest UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, on your own car insurance policy that you can afford.
Absolutely. And then there's other provisions like MedPay. Buy the MedPay.
Let's get into MedPay. Let's explain what it is. Let's go for it.
MedPay came about, and it actually came about in response to changes in the law that used to provide almost automatic coverage to the medical facilities, used to provide almost automatic money to especially the emergency facilities. When you have an ambulance come out and get you or come out and check on you, or when you have some type of emergency medical care as a result of a car crash, it used to be that you had coverage automatically within your policy. The law sunsetted on that. You didn't have it anymore. And what happened is that you had a lot of times people were going out, entities were going out to take care of people at crashes. And lo and behold, guess what?
What?
There was no insurance. Somebody didn't have insurance. Somebody didn't have UM, UIM. Somebody didn't have regular insurance. So, and they didn't have health insurance. Or even if they did, the deductibles were so high that the person hurt couldn't pay for the medical care. They couldn't pay for the medical care of the ambulance. They couldn't pay for the emergency services at the hospital. So, it's not nearly enough, but I understand everybody's got to try to afford it. So they came out with an automatic $5,000 on your MedPay.
MedPay pays for your medical bills, regardless of fault.
It's going to pay for your medical bills regardless of fault. It's an automatic $5,000. It's on the policy. It doesn't go anywhere unless, once again, you sign it away. And, if you get an agent and looks and goes, well, you got health insurance, don't you? Don't worry about it. Just sign away this money. You can save money.
Don't fall for it.
But you need to change agents. You can't have an agent who says that, because that's not an agent who understands the ins and outs of what's going on with MedPay. I have health insurance. I have health insurance for my wife and for my children and for myself. And I also have MedPay. And guess what? Right now, I haven't met the deductible in any one of my health insurance, because it starts anew every single year. And that And if I thought I was going to be able to get all the health insurance paid or all the health bills paid through health insurance, I'd be crazy. Now, if I'm in a crash, I'm going to need the med pay to pay some of those bills.
All right. So what have we taught you so far? This is Bell and Pollock. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You know our website, championsofthepeople.com. What have we taught you so far? You buy, before an accident happens, that's what we're talking about today. You buy the highest UM uninsured motorist limits you can afford. You buy the highest UIM underinsured motorist limits you can afford. Okay? You buy MedPay. That pays your medical bills. Let me tell you what I've done. Some people say, well, I bought MedPay of extra for $10,000. That's great. Good job. You're working on it. You buy the highest MedPay that you can afford. My MedPay right now is $100,000. That's the highest USAA would sell me. Some companies don't sell that much. Some companies sell 25. Some companies sell 10,000. Some companies sell 50,000. So our next piece of advice is you buy MedPay the highest that you can afford, but go to a company that gives you a comfortable amount of MedPay. And all right, now you're listening to Gary Bell and Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're champions of the people. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. Listen. We educate and advocate for you, and that's what we're trying to do today, and that's what we try to do in our series called Car Accidents 101. This is Part 1, Car Accidents 101, Part 1. We're going to have Parts 2, Part 3, Part 4, and on and on. We're going to break it down for you. We want to educate you. We want to give you the information that you need. All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to give you a further little amplification of MedPay. So hang on to this, fasten your seatbelt. Get ready. So let's say you had MedPay. You bought $10,000 in MedPay. Brad, I'm going to give you the example. You can give everybody the answer. Why is MedPay so important? Let's say you were injured in a car crash. Let's say your medical bills were $100,000. All right? And if you had MedPay would pay $10,000. But your health insurance would pay the other $90,000. Now, Brad, what significance does it have if you have MedPay versus health insurance? Because under the law, one of them doesn't get their money back, and one of them does when you recover for your injuries.
Well, that's important, too. The subrogation rights that are available for MedPay versus what are available for your health insurance. If I let's say I have that first $10,000 of medical bills, right? Medical bills, and I use my health insurance to pay it. Then I go against the responsible party for the crash, and I collect back that $10,000. I collect back the entire medical bills, but that $10,000. I have to give that back to my insurance company.
You have to pay the health insurance company back out of your injury recovery.
That's exactly right. I have to pay the health insurance company back out of my recovery. If it's MedPay that I received, and on MedPay policy, I don't have to pay anybody back.
So if MedPay paid your $10,000 in medical bills, and you recovered from the at-fault party, $100,000, you don't have to pay the $10,000 back to any insurance company.
I can put that $10,000 right in my pocket, and I don't have to pay any of it back.
Okay.
Which, if you asked at least 50% of agents, they don't know that. They don't even understand that concept. They don't pay attention to subrogation. That's not what their concern is. Their concern is selling you insurance that says you've got protection in the event you run into somebody, and the rest of these things are kind of sidelights, and you know, okay, we're gonna get to it, but you know, if the light bulb goes on, the light bulb goes on. If it doesn't go on, it doesn't go on.
Okay, so you don't have to pay the MedPay back. You keep that money in your pocket. So, is there any wonder why I bought $100,000 of MedPay? Look, if somebody takes me out of my game plan tonight, which I hope they don't, and hit me, and I can't work, and I got medical bills piling up, and let's say I had $100,000 of medical bills. If MedPay paid them, I don't have to pay a health insurance company back. I don't have to pay MedPay back. But if my health insurance company paid the $100,000 in medical bills, I'd have to pay them back once I recovered from the at-fault party, right? So MedPay is a huge, huge, huge advantage to you. That's why you don't ever let anybody talk you out of MedPay. So, Brad, should you let anybody talk you out of UM uninsured motorist coverage?
No.
Should you waive it at any time?
Nope.
Should you let anybody talk you out of UIM underinsured motorist coverage?
No.
Should you waive it at any time?
No. Nope.
Should you sign their form that says, I don't want this?
No.
Should you let anybody talk you out of MedPay coverage?
No.
All right. Very good. And then the last thing we want to talk about today is we see clients come into our law firm all the time, and they don't have health insurance, which is fine, and they didn't have much med pay, or they waived it, which is fine. Can we still give them help, Brad?
Yes, we can. We can give you help. We can help you get you lined up with doctors who will still treat you and people who would treat you based on your case. The nature and extent to which they'll give you treatment is based on your case. But they'll take a look at it, and they'll work for you. And we can get you some medical care. We can get you back functioning in society. We can get you back doing your job and spending your time with your family and doing all those things that were important to you before that crash that maybe you didn't realize how important they were, but they're important.
So don't say to yourself, I don't have health insurance. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go to the doctor. That's the biggest trap the insurance company wants you to fall into. You might be hurt. You might be seriously hurt, but you don't go to the doctor. You don't treat. We hear this all the time. Well, this person didn't treat. That person didn't treat. They didn't go to the doctor, so we're not going to pay you. That's the at-fault person. That's the at-fault insurance company. The at-fault person's insurance company who just rear-ended you. Okay? So you don't do that. All right, you're listening to Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell & Pollack. We have offices in Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, injury cases, all kinds of cases, work comp cases, auto cases, bike cases, motorcycle truck crash cases, big rig cases. We do them all. You know, we've done them for years. We have a lot of experience. And a lot of people come to us because they want our experience. They want somebody that knows what they're talking about. Look, on our website, championsofthepeople.com, we have 10 books on injury subjects. They're there for you, free. 10 books. You can download an e-copy anytime you want. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, download an e-copy, it's yours. If you want a hard copy, guess what? We'll send it to you, what? Free. A hard copy. Why do we do all this? We write books. We give them to you for free. We do podcasts. We tell you about injury cases. We do radio shows all over the state of Colorado every weekend. We do a one-hour-long Champions of the People injury show on four different venues on injury subjects every weekend so that you're educated, so that you have information. And we're glad to do it. We want you to be educated. We want you to have a legal game plan. We wrote one book on legal game plan. You have to have a legal game plan. The insurance companies have a legal game plan. We're here for you. Our experience is here for you. All right, you're listening to Car Accidents 101. This is part one. What you do before an accident even happens. You can go to our website, look at the checklist, listen to this podcast. You should. Listen to our KHOW show. You should. Do all of them. We want you to know what you're talking about. Be educated and be informed because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.